Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Tonight, Michael Brown joins me here.
He's the former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie! No.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. Appreciate you tuning in. Don't forget, if you want to send me a text message, it's really easy to do. On your message app, the number you use is 33103, and you start the message with the word Mike or Michael, either one. And then you tell me anything, you ask me anything. I read every text message, and you don't have to be listening live. You can even be listening on the podcast and send me a text message. I read them all. Be sure and follow me on social media, on X or Twitter, it's at Michael Brown USA, and on Facebook and Instagram, it's at Michael D. Brown. Then one last thing, I really would appreciate your subscribing to the podcast. When you search for the podcast on your podcast app, you're searching for The Situation with Michael Brown, The Situation with Michael Brown. That's the name of the weekday program, and that gets you both the 5 days of the weekday program and the Saturday program. So you get 23 hours of me. Isn't that fantastic? 23 hours of me. What more could you ask for? Give it to your friends, too. Make them happy. So, you know the old saying, fool me once, you know, shame on you. Fool me twice, shame on me. I think that adage has taken on a new meaning for the left because of Supreme Court or Associate Supreme Court Justice Samuel Alito developing a habit for displaying what the left refers to as far-right flags. In under a week, man, you think with everything going on in the world, the flags that people fly, that's what the New York Times spends time on? They have unearthed images of what are called dissident flags. I think that's a fair term. Dissident flags that are waving proudly at Justice Alito's house on two separate occasions. And now Democrats are clamoring about judicial ethics. I find that hilarious, that Democrats are clamoring about judicial ethics when you've got a judge overseeing the trial of Donald Trump in New York City that has violated, I think, almost every judicial canon of ethics that you could possibly violate. He should have recused himself. But this is, you know, the old Crosby, Stills, and Nash song, Teach Your Children? This is really a great example of how you've got to teach your children well. So the smoking gun in the controversy over Justice Alito is a flag called the Appeal to Heaven flag, or as it was very originally called, or kind of more generally referred to as the Pine Tree flag. Do you honestly know what the Pine Tree flag or the Appeal to Heaven flag is? Raise your hand if you do. If you don't, well, don't raise your hand. Let's go to the Book of Knowledge, which is not really the Book of Knowledge, but it's a good starting point. Wikipedia. The Pine Tree flag, or the Appeal to Heaven flag, was one of the flags used during the American Revolution. The flag, which featured a pine tree with the motto, "An appeal to heaven," or sometimes "An appeal to God," was originally used by a squadron of 6 frigates, those are ships, commissioned under George Washington's authority as Commander-in-Chief of the Continental Army in October of 1775. The pine tree is the traditional symbol of New England. That's why this particular flag, this is me talking, not Wikipedia, that's why this particular flag is most common in the East Coast and most common in the Northeast part of the United States. The phrase "appeal to heaven," you have any idea where that comes from? It appears in John Locke in his second treatise on government, where it is used to describe the right of revolution. Remember, the Declaration of Independence declared that when we declared our independence, we declared that, you know, that we wanted to be ruled under the laws of God, that we wanted to be ruled freely, that we wanted to enter into a social compact where we would govern ourselves and we would engage in self-governance. Not a monarchy, not a dictatorship, not tyranny. It was the greatest experiment in self-governance in the history of mankind. And it has mostly succeeded until lately. The flag is the official maritime ensign for the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. Though in 1971, because they had to be politically correct, even though the flag with the pine tree is still the official maritime ensign for Massachusetts, they took the script and "appeal to heaven" off their version. Okay, well, that's fine if you want to do that. In fact, the flag was used by state Navy vessels in addition to privateers sailing from Massachusetts. So what does the flag look like? A flag with a pine tree on it. A red flag with the cross of St. George in the canton, with a green pine tree in the first quarter, used in New England as early as 1704, may have been flown at Bunker Hill in 1775. It also appears having a white field with the motto, "An appeal to heaven," above the pine tree. A later design of the flag, again from the Book of Knowledge, came from General Washington's secretary, Colonel Joseph Reed. In a letter dated October 21, 1775, Reed suggested, quote, "a flag with a white ground and a tree in the middle, the motto, 'An appeal to heaven,' to be used for the ships that Washington had commissioned." The following summer, on July 26, 1776, the Massachusetts General Court established the flag of the state navy with a resolution that stated in part, quote, "that the colors be a white flag with a green pine tree and an inscription, 'Appeal to Heaven.'" Now, where does the phrase "appeal to heaven" come from? What's that about? It's a particular expression of the right of revolution. As I said, it was used by John Locke in his second treatise on government. That was published in 1690, and it refuted the theory of the divine right of kings. Remember, most monarchies, even the current British monarchy, claims that it has the right to rule because it is a divine right of kings. Well, Americans rejected the notion of a divine right of kings. We said, no. God intends for each of us to be free, and for us not to be ruled by a king, but to be ruled by a social compact in which we would have representative government. Locke wrote this, "And where the body of the people, or any single man, is deprived of their right, or is under the exercise of a power without right, and have no appeal on earth, then they have a liberty to appeal to heaven, whenever they judge the cause of sufficient moment. And therefore, though the people cannot be judged, so as to have, by the constitution of that society, any superior power to determine and give effective sentence in the case, yet they have, by a law antecedent and paramount to all positive laws of men, reserved that ultimate determination to themselves which belongs to all mankind, where there lies no appeal on earth, viz. To the judge, whether they have just cause to make their appeal to heaven. That's a quick cliff note history of the flag. So now, what's the controversy? Well, when we get back, let's listen to the ignorance of the dominant media. They're freaking hilarious. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. Remember, text the word Mike or Michael, any question, any comment, to this number, 33103. Just start your question or comment with the word Mike or Michael. Hang tight. I'll be right back.
Stay tuned. You're listening to The Weekend with Michael Brown.
When it comes to protecting those that matter most, you need a home security system you can trust. Thanks to SimpliSafe, you can finally rest easy at night. With advanced security technology and a customer-first approach, SimpliSafe is our highest recommended security system. SimpliSafe is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, guarding your home with sensors and cameras to protect your family from outside threats. With 24/7 LiveGuard, agents act within 5 seconds of receiving an alarm and take immediate actions to protect you. They can see and speak to intruders inside your home, stopping them in their tracks. SimpliSafe doesn't require a long-term contract. They earn your business every day by keeping you safe. SimpliSafe has given so many listeners peace of mind. You should have it too. Right now, you can get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect Monitoring at simplysafe.com/radio. That's simplysafe.com/radio. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Your vacation is over, but the worst part, the long drive home from Sacramento. Unless you chose to fly from Redding, at Redding Regional Airport, your takeoff and landing are close to home, with quick check-ins and nonstop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. You can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. Next time, skip the drive to and from Sacramento. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall winter. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already, we are experiencing record-high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, "Our customers are warm friends." We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high-priced winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
Slow down.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hey, welcome back to Weekend with Michael Brown. Happy Memorial Day weekend. We're going to talk about Justice Alito and this stupid flag controversy. And then at the end of the hour, we're going to listen to Ronald Reagan because it's Memorial Day weekend. And I do think we ought to take a moment out to remember why we have Memorial Day. Do me a favor. On your podcast app, subscribe to The Situation with Michael Brown. That will automatically download both the weekday program and the weekend program. And if you like what you hear on the weekends, remember you can listen weekdays from 6 to 10 Mountain Time on your iHeart app or on your computer. Just search for 630 KHOW in Denver, and you can listen to me during the weekday, too. So the smoking gun in the controversy is this appeal to Evan Flagg. They saw it flying. These intrepid reporters from the New York Times found the flag flying at Alito's summer home on Long Beach Island in New Jersey last summer. Last summer! So why are we talking about it now? So the Times spoke to a bunch of Alito's neighbors. They got four photos of this nefarious flag. I guess it was darkening an otherwise beautiful vista. You know, this is absurd. When you think about the history of the flag, this is absolutely the most absurd story. But it gets even more disturbing because of the reaction to it from the cabal, who was full bore, let's go after these Supreme Court justices for flying a patriotic flag. Now, because I want to be completely truthful with you, there are in some quarters, some very, very small, minor corners of society, people who have taken this flag to represent Christian nationalism. Some say that some neo-Nazis have taken to use this flag. But that's a very small minority. And quite frankly, I think those that do probably do out of a complete ignorance of the history of what this flag stands for. And why should we allow, if indeed there are Christian nationalists or somebody else that are usurping this flag for their own purposes, why should we allow them to do that? I'll tell you why. It's because we don't teach our children well. Because we don't teach them history. Because nobody, you know, before this controversy arose, I just laugh at the word controversy. Be honest with yourself. Had you ever heard of the Pine Tree flag? I'm sure you've heard of the Gadsden flag, the Don't Tread on Me flag. Well, Justice Alito, his wife, flew that flag at their Virginia home because somebody was flying next door to them a flag that said F Donald Trump. So she put up a flag that don't tread on me. Justices can't fly flags? Apparently not. If you listen to Hakeem Jeffries, the Democrat minority leader in the U.S. House.
It's totally inappropriate. Samuel Alito and Clarence Thomas are totally out of control. These individuals continue to detonate the...
Detonate. I love the use of the word detonate. Those two justices continue to detonate.
Continue to detonate the credibility of the United States Supreme Court. In the case of Samuel Alito, he definitively needs to recuse himself from any matter pending before the United States Supreme Court that has to do with the January 6th violent insurrection.
What? Why? Tell me, explain to me why. I've listened to the entire soundbite of Samuel of Hakeem Jeffries talking about he needs to recuse himself. Why? He never tells us why. You know why he doesn't tell you why? Because there is no reason for him to recuse himself. It is laughable. Lawrence O'Donnell, the self-avowed socialist over at MSNBC.
Democratic president. He hasn't done it again with Joe Biden, but then Samuel Alito hasn't shown up for a single State of the Union address since that time in 2010 when he decided to talk back to the President of the United States, when he decided.
You know, I find that interesting. Do you know that I don't think the justices, any of them, should attend the State of the Union address? The State of the Union address, according to the Constitution, is that the President shall, from time to time, deliver to the Congress a message on the State of the Union. It doesn't say to the Supreme Court and to the Congress, it says to the Congress. But for some reason, these justices show up for what is a purely political speech, a political event. Stay home. Quit showing up. Stay away. And I admire those justices who do not show up. It's Lawrence O'Donnell. Nut job.
To be the first and only Supreme Court justice to ever do that. The year before Samuel Alito did that, Republican House member Joe Wilson was the first heckler of a president in an address to a joint session of Congress.
Yeah, I don't care about
in addresses. That. One of them. If he were a member of the House now, he'd be in the back benches with Marjorie Taylor Greene yelling at the president.
Yeah, whatever.
Any defense by Justice Alito. When the New York Times reported that the Alito home had the American flag flying upside down after the January 6th attack on the Capitol, which happened right across the street from the Supreme Court, Justice Alito told this lie as his official explanation. I had no involvement whatsoever in flying the flag. It was briefly placed by Mrs. Alito in response to a neighbor's use of objectionable and personally insulting language on yard signs.
So what? You know what I find interesting about the flying of the American flag upside down? You know what that is, right? That's a signal of distress. That's a signal of distress. So if January 6th was indeed the most horrible insurrection ever, then maybe we should have all flown the flag upside down. This is how nutty these people are. Absolutely how nutty they are. So, what are we to make of all of this? What does all of this non-controversy mean? Well, I think it's a distraction. I think it's an attempt to discredit the Supreme Court. And I'll explain why next. It's The Weekend with Michael Brown. You want to send me a text message? This is the number, 33103. Tell me anything, ask me anything. Start your text with the word Mike or Michael. I'll be right back.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Got a military, first responder, emergency medical, or government service background, GovX.com is for you. You stepped up to serve our country and communities, and GovX delivers unbeatable deals that you've earned. GovX members get access to exclusive discounts from thousands of trusted brands that honor your service. Brands like Oakley, Vortex Optics, Yeti, Under Armour, and many more. You'll also save big on sports tickets, entertainment, and travel. GovX.com is a one-stop shop for everything you need, on or off duty. GovX donates a portion of every order to nonprofits that serve the military and first responder communities. More than 8 million people are already saving every day through GovX. visit GovX.com and use code RADIO15 in the shopping cart to get an extra $15 off your first order. GovX, savings for those who serve.
Calling all knights, princesses, and fantasy lovers. Step into a world of wonder. The Shasta Renaissance and Fantasy Fair. Saturday and Sunday, Memorial Day weekend at the Shasta District Fairgrounds is 2 days of excitement, adventure, music, arts, and a market of treasures. Indulge on a giant turkey leg while marveling at the medieval attire and entertainment, and be immersed in the sights and sounds of a bygone era. May 25th and 26th, go to Golden Goblin Productions for ticket and fair info.
Do you have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Hello, this is Roland from the Flag Center. Are you thinking about a new flagpole for Memorial Day or 4th of July? Well, now is a good time. Currently, our high-quality Titan telescoping poles are on sale at prices too low to advertise. These beautiful silver or dark bronze poles are backed by a lifetime warranty and wind rated at 95 miles per hour. The Flag Center, 2124 Hilltop Drive, since 1982.
Tired of that long drive home from Sacramento? Try Redding Regional Airport, where you can travel the world with one connection on United, Alaska, or Avelo Airlines. RDD is located just down the road. Skip the drive, enjoy quick check-ins, and travel with ease and convenience. Getting where you want to go is easier than ever with non-stop flights to San Francisco, Seattle, Los Angeles, and Burbank. Enjoy that vacation you've been dreaming about. Fly with ease and convenience from Redding Regional Airport.
Join Tokens Radio Show every Sunday at 2 p.m. on 96.5 FM and AM 1460 as hosts Christy Matthews and Linda Kent explore the exciting world of cryptocurrency and blockchain technology. Learn how Bitcoin is revolutionizing finance and grasp sound money principles. Hear new perspectives on achieving financial freedom beyond broken institutions. The future of money is here. Empower yourself with knowledge. Listen to Tokens Radio Show with Linda and Christy this Sunday at 2 p.m. on KCNR. Big and exciting changes are underway.
Hello there, this is Kevin Cry. Every other Sunday, I will be on KCNR, your talk radio, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. I will be discussing the issues that matter to you most. You'll be able to call in directly, ask questions, and have a dialogue open and free every other Sunday right here on KCNR, your talk radio.
The former FEMA director.
Talk show host Michael Brown.
Brownie.
Now.
Brownie, you're doing a heck of a job.
The Weekend with Michael Brown.
Hey, welcome back to The Weekend with Michael Brown. Glad to have you with me. I appreciate you tuning in. Do me a favor. Follow me on Twitter, at Michael Brown USA. Follow me on Facebook and Instagram. That's at Michael D. Brown. We're talking about Justice Alito and this stupid non-controversy over the flag. But here's George Conway. He's a so-called Republican political strategist. He's on with Chris Hayes on MSNBC. Listen to how dramatic and drastic he thinks this flag controversy is.
You said yesterday, we talked about this division between people who have lost it and people who are afraid to speak up about that. You said this yesterday about the upshot of the Haley endorsement and the Alito flag. A lot of people have lost their minds. A lot of the people on the right are afraid to say it. And I think that one of the things that's a little chilling about the Alito news is that he's in category one as opposed to category two, right? I mean, this is your circle, George. These are your people, man. You spent your whole career around these folks.
You keep insulting me like that, I'm going to leave.
But that's true. I mean, it's just a historical sociological fact.
I can't explain it. I mean, I think there has been this steady deterioration in the sort of the psychological health of a good many people on the right. I mean, why would you do it? Can we talk about this? This is the thing that I find so fascinating.
Like, I could imagine. Can you imagine? Imagine, George. Imagine yourself. Okay, 10 years ago, and you're talking to a young, up and coming, 45-year-old. 42-year-old, like, Federalist Society, really bright Supreme Court clerk, highly pedigreed district court judge. And they're like, I'm going to fly this flag over my house. Like, obviously your advice would be, are you out of your mind? Don't do that. Why would you do that? Right. You're a federal judge. You can't do it, but also don't do it. Why would you do that?
Think about that. A flag that represents the American Revolution, upon which the Declaration of Independence and the Constitution are both based, and this flag is a representation of that. And they say that a Supreme Court justice flying that flag is a sign of some sort of psychological deterioration, a steady deterioration in the psychological health of a good many people on the right. Wow. That's how insane these people are over a flag. If they think that we are that insane over a flag, then I have to ask truly, who are the insane people? I think this is pure, unadulterated projection. Now, I guess the flag might be offensive, as I said, because it's been adopted by some Christian nationalists, but that's a tiny, tiny minority. You know, what if some neo-Nazis, what if some communists, some little communist group in the backwoods of some little state somewhere decide that they want to adopt the American flag, or I don't know, the original 13 Stars and Stripes, they want to adopt that as their flag for their little communist commune. Are we then supposed to say, okay, no, nobody else, forget all the history, we just now have to capitulate and we just have to give up, and now they've completely taken over the flag? No, we wouldn't stand for that. We would not have stood for that. You know what's interesting? Justice Alito is not the only high-profile conservative to wave the Appeal to Heaven flag. After he became Speaker of the House last fall, Mike Johnson, the congressman from Louisiana, he placed the flag outside his office. And since then, because of this stupid, dumbass controversy, other members of Congress are starting to put it outside their offices, too. Johnson said this, "It goes back to the founders' era. I've always flown that flag." Johnson added that the flag was gifted to him by a visiting congressional chaplain. Now, the flag at the Long Beach Island home of Justice Alito is no longer flying, and Alito's declined to comment on the incident and seems to be at ease as leftists lose their minds. You know, I would be too. This is what makes a good judge. A good judge is unflappable when people start attacking them. Really? You want to attack me over this? Okay. He has, however, been totally unapologetic about a previous controversy that the New York Times dug up, and that was about flying the flag upside down at his home in Alexandria, Virginia. And somebody raised a good point on the text line. Somebody wrote this, that since there was no insurrection, then there, the Democrats and the cabal's argument is moot. It's a great point. You know, there's a footnote. Let me add a footnote here real quickly. Speaking of January 6th, if you want to see or you want to watch a film about January 6th that will give you a completely different perspective, my friend Nick Searcy, who is an actor, I was going to say from Hollywood, but I think he moved out of California in the last few weeks. He was in Justified. Nick Searcy, when you see him, you'll recognize him as a great character actor. But he along with some other people, put together a movie called The War on Truth. Write that down right now. The War on Truth. And then go rent it or buy it. I think you can rent it for $7.99. You can buy a digital version for $9.99. You can buy it on DVD. And if you do rent it or purchase it, when you fill out the form, be sure and tell them that you heard about it from me, Michael Brown. I'm about halfway through the video, the movie. It's absolutely mind-boggling. You really should watch it. So Shannon Breen, over at Fox News, says that I spoke directly with Justice Alito about the flag story, which she did. In addition to what's in the story, he told me a neighbor on their street had a, quote, F. Trump sign that was within 50 feet of where children await the school bus in January of 21. Mrs. Alito brought this up with the neighbor. According to Justice Alito, things escalated. The neighbor put up a sign personally addressing Mrs. Alito and blaming her for the January 6th attack. Justice Alito says he and his wife were walking in the neighborhood, and there were words between Mrs. Alito and a male at the home with the sign. Alito says the man engaged in vulgar language, including the C word. You know, someone calls my wife the C word, you're probably going to get beat up. So Shannon Breen tweets out that following that exchange, Mrs. Alito was distraught, and she hung the flag upside down for a short time. Just as Alito says, some neighbors on the street are very political and acknowledges it was a very heated time in January of 2021. And indeed it was. But that does not, in any shape or manner whatsoever, mean that he should recuse himself. You know, when I was in grade school, in Boy Scouts, we learned flag etiquette. And one of the things I learned was that flying the flag upside down is a signal of emergency. So whatever your political perspective is about January 6th, 2021, there was certainly a sense of emergency. But to treat this as a scandal is absurd. I actually hate that the Alitos, or that all of these justices, are constantly being attacked. So I want you to ask yourself this question. Why are the justices being attacked? Because it is the one branch of government that the Democrats, the progressives, the Marxists currently have no control over whatsoever. And the majority in that court is currently making decisions based on the plain language in the Constitution. And they can't stand that. You know, Alito also got in trouble because at one time he owned about $15,000 in Anheuser-Busch stock, you know, the beer maker, but the Bud Light maker. And then when Bud Light's partnership with the trans influencer Dylan Mulvaney came about last summer, Alito sold his Anheuser-Busch stock and he bought the same amount. He sold $15,000 worth of Anheuser-Busch stock, and he bought $15,000 of Molson Coors stock. If I had owned stock in Anheuser-Busch, and I saw Dylan Mulvaney and what they were doing to that brand, I would have sold my stock too. There's nothing wrong with that. This is about destroying in the minds of ignorant people the credibility of the United States Supreme Court. It's the Weekend with Michael Brown. Don't forget, text the word Mike or Michael to 33103. Do me a favor, subscribe to the podcast. On your podcast app, search for this podcast, The Situation with Michael Brown. You hit subscribe, and that will get you all 5 days of the weekday program and the weekend program. When we get back, it's Memorial Day 2024. Let's go back to 1986.
Keep it right here. You've got The Weekend with Michael Brown.
When it comes to protecting those that matter most, you need a home security system you can trust. Thanks to SimpliSafe, you can finally rest easy at night. With advanced security technology and a customer-first approach, SimpliSafe is our highest recommended security system. SimpliSafe is backed by 24/7 professional monitoring, guarding your home with sensors and cameras to protect your family from outside threats. With 24/7 LiveGuard, agents act within 5 seconds of receiving an alarm and take immediate actions to protect you. They can see and speak to intruders inside your home, stopping them in their tracks. SimpliSafe doesn't require a long-term contract. They earn your business every day by keeping you safe. SimpliSafe has given so many listeners peace of mind. You should have it too. Right now, you can get 20% off any new system with Fast Protect Monitoring at simplisafe.com/radio. That's simplisafe.com/radio. There's no safe like SimpliSafe.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
If your pest control company has you wondering what stresses you out more, the bugs they miss or the bill they send you, then it's time to ditch big corporate pest control and call your local guys, Jefferson Pest Control. We have a combined 70 years of experience in dealing with pests including termites, ants, spiders, roaches, rodents, and more. We're local, we're fair, we answer the phone, and we can't wait to hear from you. We're Jefferson Pest Control. You can find us on Google.
At Black Bear Diner, sandwich stacks are here, and they're tall on irresistible flavors. Indulge in a double bacon stack, hand-breaded crispy chicken stack, a tri-tip cheddar stack, or a crispy cod stack. There's a stack for everyone. Get yours today at Black Bear Diner. Now available for limited time. Served all day, every day. In Reading on Hilltop Drive, order one now at blackbeardiner.com.
Black Bear Diner.
Hi, Bob the Drop here. The other day I had a close encounter with my friends from Mars. I visited them a few years back, and they discovered the great taste of Mount Shasta spring water. Well, I guess they ran out, so they came back to Earth to get some more. I reminded them it comes from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta, and it's bottled at the source. I guess they just didn't get the part about us delivering right to your door. Have your own close encounter by calling 1-800-922-6227 to get some of the best tasting water in the galaxy. Pure and simple, naturally, the best Mount Shasta spring water.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in the Jefferson State of Mind.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
So welcome back to the weekend with Michael Brown. It's Memorial Day weekend, 2024. 38 years ago tomorrow, Ronald Reagan went to Arlington National Cemetery and delivered what I think is one of the greatest remarks about Memorial Day of any president, before him and since him. So I just want to close out the program early by letting you listen to Ronald Reagan's speech. And I hope it'll cause you to just pause for a moment this weekend and think about what Memorial Day is actually about.
Audie Murphy is here. Audie Murphy of the wild, wild courage. For what else would you call it when a man bounds to the top of a disabled tank, stops an enemy advance, saves lives and rallies his men, and all of it single-handedly? When he radioed for artillery support and was asked how close the enemy was to his position, he said, "Wait a minute, and I'll let you speak to them." Michael Smith is here, and Dick Scobee, both of the Space Shuttle Challenger. Their courage wasn't wild, but thoughtful. The mature and measured courage of career professionals who took prudent risks for great reward. In their case, to advance the sum total of knowledge in the world. They are only the latest to rest here. They join other great explorers with names like Grissom and Chafee. Oliver Wendell Holmes is here, the great jurist and fighter for the right. A poet searching for an image of true majesty could not rest until he seized on Holmes dissenting in a sordid age. Young Holmes served in the Civil War. He might have been thinking of the crosses and stars of Arlington when he wrote, "At the grave of a hero, we end not with sorrow at the inevitable loss, but with the contagion of his courage, and with a kind of desperate joy, we go back to the fight." Well, all of these men were different, but they shared this in common. They loved America very much. There was nothing they wouldn't do for it, and they loved with the sureness of the young. It's hard not to think of the young in a place like this, for it's the young who do the fighting and dying when a peace fails and a war begins. Not far from here is the statue of the three servicemen, the three fighting boys of Vietnam. It, too, has majesty and more. Perhaps you've seen it, three rough boys walking together, looking ahead with a steady gaze. There's something wounded about them. A kind of resigned toughness, but there's an unexpected tenderness, too. At first, you don't really notice, but then you see it. The three are touching each other as if they're supporting each other, helping each other on. I know that many veterans of Vietnam will gather today, some of them perhaps by the wall, and they're still helping each other on. They were quite a group, the boys of Vietnam. Boys who fought a terrible and vicious war without enough support from home. Boys who were dodging bullets while we debated the efficacy of the battle. It was often our poor who fought in that war. It was the unpampered boys of the working class who picked up the rifles and went on the march. They learned not to rely on us. They learned to rely on each other. And they were special in another way. They chose to be faithful. They chose to reject the fashionable skepticism of their time. They chose to believe and answer the call of duty. They had the wild, wild courage of youth. They seized certainty from the heart of an ambivalent age. They stood for something. And we owe them something. Those boys, we owe them first a promise that just as they did not forget their missing comrades, neither ever will we. And there are other promises. We must always remember that peace is a fragile thing that needs constant vigilance. We owe them a promise to look at the world with a steady gaze and perhaps a resigned toughness, knowing that we have adversaries in the world and challenges, and the only way to meet them and maintain the peace is by staying strong. That, of course, is the lesson of this century, a lesson learned in the Sudetenland, in Poland, in Hungary, in Czechoslovakia, in Cambodia. If we really care about peace, we must stay strong. If we really care about peace, we must, through our strength, demonstrate our unwillingness to accept an ending of the peace. We must be strong enough to create peace where it does not exist, and strong enough to protect it where it does. That's the lesson of this century, and I think of this day. That's all I wanted to say. The rest of my contribution is to leave this great place to its peace, a peace it has earned. Thank all of you, and God bless you, and have a day full of memories.
Ronald Reagan, May 26, 1986, Arlington, Washington. Good morning. I think it's important to recall that it was the idea of we must remain strong in order to maintain the peace, peace through strength. It's not the idea that we're warmongers, but that as long as we remain strong as a nation, morally, militarily, politically, economically, the American world order can keep peace in the world. But only if we're strong, only if our allies respect us, and as long as our enemies respect us. When we fail to maintain that kind of strength, we do a disservice to all who died in trying to preserve the freedoms that you and I enjoy this weekend. It is, I think, incumbent upon every single one of us to recognize that however we can do it, in our little corner of the world, wherever that is, city councils, churches, schools, businesses, and yes, at the national level, to make certain that this nation remains strong and that we preserve peace throughout the world. Let's not let them have died in vain. Enjoy your Memorial Day weekend. I'll see you next weekend.
From taking on extra shifts to the years of hard work, the success you've already had matters at University of Maryland Global Campus because we're a school for real life. An accredited state university, UMGC lets you earn up to 90 credits toward a bachelor's for prior learning and life and work experience. Plus, we offer affordable tuition and online and hybrid classes, all with the support you need. Begin your next success soon. Undergraduate classes start June 12th. Learn more at umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by CHEV.
Your pet isn't just a pet. They're part of your family. Most of the pet food on the market is cooked at high temperatures, which kills nutrients. A scoop of Dynavite is a 3-in-1 daily supplement adding back key nutrients to your pup's health. Try Dynavite for free. Just pay shipping and handling. Learn more at DINOVITE.com/radio. That's Dynavite.com/radio.
Happier, healthier with every bite. Over a million pets helped with Dynavite.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month starting at 8 a.m. for the Gorman Law Hour featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law.
during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.